This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Hallelujah. Glad to be with you, because the Lord is still on the throne. He hears and answers prayer, and just as long as your faith in him is intact, everything's going to come out all right. Why? Because he promises it. And I stake my life on the promises of God. Everything will come out all right. He will use the things that are against you and allow them to become like fertilizer. Oh, yes. We're talking about Jesus, who drew all men and women, not you and me, into his sacred heart on the cross. He said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Oh, yes, you were drawn into the heart of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm looking at the 37th Psalm, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good so that you will live in the land and enjoy security. Are you trusting in him today? I know sometimes it's very difficult. Oh, yes, I'm not going to tell you it's always easy. It's easy for me now at this moment, but there have been times when the Lord Jesus has called me to trust in him, and I was in the middle of two trapezes. Oh, yes, trust in the Lord and do good so that you will live in the land and enjoy security. Take delight in the Lord. Oh, Lord, I delight in you. You're so wonderful. I delight in you. You are God Almighty. I delight in you. You are my only good. I delight in you. Oh, yes. I delight in you. And he will give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord will give you the desire of your heart as you trust in him and as you take delight in him. Now, I know what it is to walk by faith. It's difficult. And for people who say it's easy, they're lying to you. We are going upstream while the stream is flowing downstream. Oh, yes, it's a battle. But the Lord says, if you trust me, I'll give you the desire and the desires of your heart. That's real. That's for you. I know sometimes it's very difficult to trust in the Lord. But let's look at the one we're trusting in. He went to a cross in place of you and in place of me. He was nailed there in his hands and in his feet for you and for me. There was a spear that pierced his side, and immediately there came out blood and water. Oh, yes, to wash you and me from all sin and evil. I tell you, he is worthy to be trusted because he gave his life for us. But it didn't end there. Hallelujah. He is no longer in the grave. He has been raised from the dead and pours out his Holy Spirit on those who are thirsty and hungry. I am. I need the wonderful Holy Spirit. Where would I be without the Holy Spirit? Jesus said, you fathers among you, know how to give good things to your children. If they ask you for a piece of bread, you don't give them a stone. If they ask you for a fish, you don't give them a scorpion. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? I ask for more of the Holy Spirit. I need more of the Holy Spirit. Whether I feel it or not, I need more of the Holy Spirit. I need it, and you need him too. Oh, yes, the Holy Spirit is so wonderful. He is the miracle worker in this time of grace. He is the one who makes our heart ready and forgiven in the sacrament of reconciliation or confession. Oh, yes, through the ministry of the church, may the Lord grant you pardon and peace. I absolve you, is what's said. I absolve you from all sin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, have you gone to confession lately? I went last week. I needed to go. Oh, yes. I do not tell you something I do not do. Go. Go get washed. As I said the other day, Catherine of Siena, when she went to the sacrament of penance, would say, I'm going under the blood. She knew that in that sacrament, the blood of Jesus was applied to her soul. Catherine of Siena, Dominican, pray for us. You were a woman of God, and you did what women could not do in your age. You proclaimed the word of God even unto kings. Catherine of Siena, pray for us that we would do the will of God and preach God's word in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. I'm telling you, trust him today. Trust him. And if you can't do it, ask for the grace. I need the grace to trust you, Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. That's real. He will make your vindication shine like the light, and the justice of your cause like the noonday. Be still before the Lord. Oh, yes. I know sometimes it's very hard to be still before the Lord, especially when we've got so many things bouncing around in our brains. Be still before the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret over those who prosper in their way, over those who carry out evil devices. Refrain from anger. Forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. Oh, yes, trust in the Lord. He is worthy of your trust. He went to the cross for you. He is worthy of your trust. Each time we trust in him is a new time. It's a new time. It's like we've never trusted in him before. But we're called every day to trust in the Lord. Every day, when all the things are against me, all the circumstances are against me, where do you turn? Trust in the Lord. And he will bring good out of your predicament. He will make fertilizer out of your predicament. Trust in the Lord. I told you about Emily, and she had several children, and her husband left her. She went into her room and said to Jesus, I take off the wedding ring that my husband gave me. I surrender my life to you. You are my spouse. And God provided for Emily. I tell you, you can reach the end of your rope, but there's one there at the end of your rope, ready to help you as you trust in him. I'm not saying you've got to feel it, because you've got so many things going about in your brain. Just say, Jesus, I trust in you. I trust that you're going to make all these circumstances become fertilizer in my life. I trust in you. It's real. It's real. It's real. Refrain from anger. Forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. Don't fret. It leads only to evil. For the wicked shall be cut off. But those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. Oh yes, the wicked shall be cut off. But you know what? I want to pray for the wicked, that they come to know Jesus. I don't want to see anything bad happen to them. I want to see the wicked give their lives to Jesus, who shed his blood for them as well as for you and me. Oh yes, I've had many people who have been wicked, and I do not curse them. I kneel before the Lord, asking that he would go to them and let the blood that he shed wash away their sins. I don't want to hold anything against the wicked, because you know what? I was once wicked. Thanks be to God for the blood that cleanses me every day. Thanks be to God for his body and blood that I receive every day by grace. So I tell you, trust in him and he will act. He will act. He will act. When we went on radio, I only had money for 3 months. And I thought, 3 months is better than nothing. I will proclaim the cross, burial, and resurrection of Jesus for 3 months. And if that's all there is, at least I was on the air for 3 months. But it's in 40 years. God has provided. God has provided. I do not banter for money. People are so generous by God's grace. It's wonderful. That's how we stay on the air, because people are so generous. I'm not going to banter for money, because that means I make a way to be on radio. I don't want to make my way. I want Jesus, who is the way, to make a way for me. This is real. This is real. Be totally sold out. Totally sold out today. You see, we have people that are millionaires, and they're sold out, not to God, but to corporations. I tell you, I am sold out to the corporation of Jesus Christ, crucified, died, buried, and raised from the dead. That's my corporation. Hallelujah. No better corporation than Jesus. And you know, it's got to be proclaimed. That's why I'm on the radio. Oh, I do not proclaim myself. How boring that is. I want to proclaim the wonders of Jesus Christ. Give yourself to Jesus, and he will pour out upon you the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that wonderful Holy Spirit will do miracles. It's a miracle that I'm on the radio. It's a miracle. God opened the way in 1984. It's a miracle. I thought I'd be on for 3 months. It's been 40 years. I have not taken a penny. It is not my money that comes in. This is God's money. I have my own money. I do not need the money of the people. People send money so that we can broadcast the name of Jesus, so that we can proclaim his death, burial, and resurrection, and the coming of the Spirit. I tell you how we need Pentecost, how we need Pentecost. The church is in need of Pentecost. I am in need of Pentecost. I need more of that wonderful Holy Spirit. Without that Holy Spirit, I cannot survive. I cannot preach. I cannot do anything good. Oh God, your word says, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? You fathers among you, when your children ask you for a piece of bread, you don't give them a stone. And when they ask you for a fish, you don't give them a scorpion. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? I tell you, much more. That's what I need. I need more of the Holy Spirit so that I can proclaim, so that I can live in victory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, what? Get thee behind. Victory today is mine. But victory is yours too. The victory of the cross, the victory of the blood, the victory of the resurrection. Victory belongs to you, but you've got to access that victory through faith. And you don't need much, just a mustard seed of faith. Victory is yours through the blood of the Lamb. It belongs to you. You say, but I've never been religious. Well, you know what? I fret about religious people because they think that being religious, they have it. You've got to be surrendered, not religious. You've got to give it all to Jesus. Surrender your life to God. Offer your lives as a living sacrifice of praise, which is your spiritual worship. Hallelujah. I offer myself as I am. And I'm telling you, I am imperfect. But he takes the imperfect me and he uses me by grace. Nobody is perfect. Only Jesus. Only Mary. Because of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, I want to proclaim Jesus. I want to keep on telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got nothing better to do than to proclaim the holy name of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. That's why I was born. I was not born to be rich or poor. I was born to proclaim the power of his cross, death, burial, and resurrection, and the coming of the Spirit. That's why I was born. And I'm doing it by the grace of God. Oh, there have been times I've come to this microphone, broken, needy, poor, not knowing if I could even last the day. And I did. I continued to preach. And you know what? On those days, especially, I had to listen to myself because I was in such need. Oh, yes. Don't let your need stop you from proclaiming Jesus. Let your need call you to run into the arms of Jesus Christ, the Savior. Oh, yes, I'm just as human as you. I've had bad days. I've had bad months. And even in those bad months, I came to the microphone and proclaimed Jesus by his grace. And you know what? The one who had to listen more than anybody else was me, as I proclaimed the love of God in Christ Jesus, crucified, died, and was buried, and rose from the dead. Oh, yes. It's not been a picnic. I live a real life. And I know that the real life I live is in the hands of our Lord Jesus. It's not been easy. If I told you it'd been easy, I'd be a liar. Some days I came to the microphone asking for help, help, help. And I spoke the word of God and listened to myself because I needed to hear it more than anybody else. That's why people like to listen to me. Why? Because I'm real. I don't put on airs. I've got no airs to put on. I just want to be real. I've come to the microphone so many times broken, needy, and poor. And then I listened to myself because I needed to hear it more than anybody else. My friends, when I was at Holy Rosary, used to tell me, "Father Tom, when you're broken, when you're needy, when you're poor, when you're feeling it, you preach the best." And I say to them, it's all right for you. It's all right for you. But I'm experiencing that brokenness, that neediness. You see, you don't have to run away when you're broken and needy and even sinful. You need to run to the open arms of Jesus. Never run away. Oh, you committed a sin that you thought you never could commit. You did it. Go to confession. Get rid of it. But you said, I'm disappointed. Yep, you're disappointed in yourself. You see, I can do anything wrong without the grace of God. When people come to me and they tell me their innermost being and their innermost hearts, I can never say, you should have known better. No, no, because I'm just like them, and I'm called to give forgiveness, absolution, freedom from the church to the people who confess their sins. There's no one who comes to me will I ever reject, Jesus says. And you know, we've all been rejected, especially if we're sensitive. We've all been rejected. But Jesus says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's real. That's real. You are the beloved of the Lord Jesus Christ today. No, you're not a nothing. No, you're not a loser. You are the beloved of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Yep, that's you. Why are you the beloved? Because he shed his blood for you. Why are you the beloved? Because he breathed his last for you. Why are you the beloved? Because he rose from the dead, hallelujah, for you. Why are you the beloved? Because he ascended and pours out his Holy Spirit upon you. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? What's coming to me now is we're about to get a new archbishop. Let us pray that God would fill him to overflowing with the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit. And let us pray that he would be welcomed by the people of God. Let us pray that even now, that bishop who's coming to be the Archbishop of Boston may be filled with the awesome presence of God, and may he be welcomed by God's broken people. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you a secret. We're all broken, even the bishop that's coming. My brokenness leads me to Jesus Christ. Where does your brokenness lead you? To a bottle of whiskey? To a can of beer? To a gallon of wine? My brokenness leads me by grace to the cross of Jesus Christ. That's where my brokenness has led me. For in that cross, I am made well, whole, blessed. Give yourself to Jesus today as you are. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.